Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, as I'm kissing your thigh, seems like I waited a million hours just to get in your life. We can hit the showers, you gon' get it tonight. Just relax. Right now you're so ready, girl, licking on your belly, girl. I'm gon' keep it groovy, let's go make a movie. Slide it to my bed, got you wet as a jacuzzi. The neighbors hear you scream, so glad you let me blow your mind. Like you've been blowing mine, it seems like I've been waiting for this all my life. Girl, you are.
Tuned in to GEI Radio. I am your host, Tone. I got my co-host, GG. GG, what's going on?
What it is, man. What's going on, Tone? How you feeling, bro?
I'm great. I need to be asking you, how you feeling, man? It's a big day for you.
It's a big day, man. I turned 45 today. I was hoping that, you know, I can get the 45 pump challenge jumping off, but that's not happening. That's not happening, man. I'm here enjoying myself, man. Just blessed to see another day. So I want to welcome everybody to the show, Freaky Friday. We usually rock this thing off at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but we made an exception, man. I wasn't ready at 9. Okay, I wasn't ready at 9. I need a little bit of time. And then Tone, you know, he made sure that that we got this thing right so we can give you a full-fledged show because tonight's going to be cracking, man. So I'm excited about it tonight, man. I know we got a special guest we'll get into. But, man, what's going on in Maryland, man? What happens over there?
Before I do that, I just want to say, man, happy birthday. To my bro, business partner, friend, you know what I'm saying? Like,
thank
since
you,
the day we met, man, you always been solid. And hope you enjoy this weekend because I'm pretty sure you're doing a whole weekend stuff. I know it's not just today. So I hope you have a great weekend,
right,
man, and really enjoy your birthday. So I just wanted to say that to you.
Thank you. I appreciate
actually,
that, man.
No problem. We just... We had the release. I mean, not the release. Oh my God, I'm sold off because it's 9:30.
Yeah.
We usually be on it. We had the screening of the movie today. So everybody that was a part of it, we met up at the studio and we watched it before we release it October 4th, which is Sunday.
Yeah.
We got a chance to watch it and watch some of the bloopers. So it was cool, man. You know what I mean? It was cool. It came out dope, man. Part one came out pretty dope.
I know. I absolutely was excited about this project. And for those of you that have seen a little bit of footage, the trailer, you know, on the social media platforms, on the Facebook platform. Independent film, man, GEI film. GEI is an empire within itself, for those of you guys that don't know. And it's literally great everything, man. And so I'm happy to be a part of the project. I'm going to personally host a watch party, you know, once I get the clearance and stuff like that from the CEO and the boss and stuff like that. But we'll get into that towards after the show, man. So you got to stick around to get all the details of everything that's popping off, man. And I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it. You know, we've been rocking for a good minute, and we having fun, man. This isn't even work, man. I was trying to explain this to people. This is not even work, man. Yeah, it's my birthday, and I'm excited about the weekend. I'm blessed, you know, family, friends, and all that. But this is something that I look forward to, man, every Friday. It's a great platform. It's an opportunity, man, to really talk about a little bit of everything in this realm. So we're going to have some fun tonight. It's no exception. I'm gonna give it to you rough, rugged, and raw as usual. And we getting down, man. We getting down tonight, man. I don't even know who the guest is. I saw her, you know what I mean? I saw her name and stuff like that, man. But she in for it. She just happens to be the one that's going to get it tonight.
she's a very, 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 very cool person, man. Me and my wife and one of my homeboys went up to Connecticut. She actually was one of our models. And she opened her house to us, man, took us out, took us to the club. Just showed us a good time, really showed us around Connecticut. So, you know what I mean? She definitely, you know, cool people. She ready, man. She like, it's going to be lit. She going to be lit. So without further ado, let's get out. Oh, just so for the caller. What is this, about the last, what, 7 weeks now? 6, 7 weeks? I don't know how many weeks it's been. We've been having special guests. All women, we've been, you know, because it's already me and Gigi, so there's no need to bring on another guy. So we've been
it's too many
putting the ladies in the hot
y'all
seat.
Anyway.
We've been putting the ladies in the hot seat, and they actually been putting us in the hot seat, too, as well. They've been, you know, having questions of their own. And, they all been great sports, man. They all did a great job. Each lady that we brought on has done a great job, and this has been fun.
Yeah.
So let's continue it. Let's get her on. GEI Radio caller, are you with us?
Yes.
What's up?
Hola, mami.
Hi, how you guys doing? Happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm happy to have you on the show. You know, obviously, Tone speaks highly of you, and you know, Tone has good character. Tone and the white man, they know their business, man, and so it's definitely an honor to have you, and we getting it in tonight. You good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay, all right. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and let you do a quick intro of yourself, because we don't want to shortchange you on everything you have going on. And then we just going to literally slide right into this thing.
Okay.
So have at it, honey.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mildred Castro, a.k.a. Melly. And like Tone said, I was once a model for GEI, which I enjoy very much. And I learned a lot from Tone and the company itself. And I'm a barber. And Connecticut.
Barber.
So you could dive in with your questions.
Barbara, okay.
She ready, Gigi.
Okay, that's dope. Well, I want to know a little bit more about this barbering, because, you know, female barbers, I love female barbers. Some of the best cuts that I had on a consistent basis has been from ladies. So let me ask you this. When you cut men's hair, do you cut their hair as if they're your man and that's how you would want them to look? In addition to, I mean, if they say, hey, you know, say skin the sides, leave a shag in the back, two parts on the sides and shit like that. But when you actually, you know, utilize your skill set, Or do you look at them like, yo, this is how I would want my mans to look if he's getting this particular style cut? Like, how personal do you take that in styling?
It depends. Because after I give my consultation, and if they know exactly what they want, then I'll give them just that, because my job is to make my clients happy. But I do get a lot of males that come to my shop and sit in my chair, and they don't care. They just say, just make me look great. So when they give me that statement as just make me look great, then yes, I'm going to make you look how I would like you to look. And it all depends on the figure and who the person is. I'll give you that haircut that fits you.
That's dope. Yeah, you know, because I feel like when I used to get my cuts, now, you know, I'm bald and bearded, but once upon a time, you know, I had plenty of hair where I could do whatever I want. I can get a Caesar cut, you give me a temp fade, you give me a mohawk now, you know, it's either with the razor on my head or just get as close as you can with the shavers, right, and then the beard and the beard trim. But I do truly believe that a woman's touch is unmatched when it comes to styling, to include, you know, grooming, especially taking care of the hair and the beard. So you nice with the razor too, with the beard line?
Yes.
Ooh, I might have to take a trip for a $60 cut, man. I would pay. Well, you know, tickets aren't that bad right now. I could probably get a ticket to Connecticut right now for about $150, and then just for a nice cut, and then just turn around, man. That'd be some ball shit, huh, Tom?
Thanks.
That'd be some ball stuff. All right, so let's get into it.
I had to stop going to a female barber. Her hands was like so soft, and I'm like, man, I'm enjoying this too much. Let me just go back to my barber. You know what I'm saying? So that could be a problem, especially if the woman like looked like something or built right. Like that could be that could be a problem. Let me ask you before we jump right in. How often do you get hit on? For, you know, being a barber, you know, cutting me.
All the time. It actually, to be honest, it's hard for us female barbers to actually work in a barbershop. Because, it's, you know, like, to get that respect from men in general is sometimes hard, you know, for you to feel comfortable in a shop. So it is sometimes it's hard for us female barbers. Because we want to feel comfortable at the end of the day, you know? And I'll work
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I can understand that. As a matter of fact, have you ever experienced while you're cutting a brother's hair that he gets a stiffy and it's kind of poking out the tape a little bit? No? Okay.
No, I never.
I mean.
Never know.
Yo, people on the line like, what? Oh man, but
actually,
so
guys, I'm on live on IG, so if you guys want to join my live, you can.
Dope. Okay. Yeah. Do that. All right. So, because we're already into this. So basically, what I want to get into is I want to know, especially being in the industry that you're in of personal styling, grooming, things like that. What are aesthetically, what are some of the features that attract you to a man? Because in your industry, you see all kind of guys. You see guys got a little bit of money. You see guys that try to act like they got money, but they don't. You got people that, you know, they tell you their business and stuff like that. But when it comes down to it, like what really attracts you to a man? You can go from whatever his stature is, also to, you know, personality. But what are some of, name like five or six features or characteristics that really, really attract you to a guy?
To a guy, his personality, definitely his personality. Okay. And how he carry himself. Because I feel like the same way you guys feel about women, we also feel like that about men. And is important in how you guys carry yourself. That's attracting. And yeah, definitely his dressing.
Okay.
Definitely big on that, on his gear. And
okay,
successful.
All right.
And I like a man that's dedicated and consistent.
Consistent. So consistent as far as once he starts something, he continues to do it. I mean, because you could be consistent. You could be aggravated.
Huh?
Okay, because somebody could be consistently aggravating, like doing too much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't do clingy. I don't do clingy.
Okay.
You got to be like medium, you know? You got to be in between.
Okay. Yeah, I can understand that. So for you, have you met someone that you had to decline because they became your client? You know, when you saw him, you was attracted to him, you took care of him. Obviously, when you talked to him, you guys are talking a little bit about life.
No, I never, never, never deal with my clients at all. Like, business is business to me.
Okay, there's a fine line there.
Yeah, not with my clients, no.
Okay, understood. You know, I think that's the difference between ladies in the industry, Tone, and guys in the industry, and I don't know if it's necessary. And I'm not saying direct clients, but you know, maybe like the clients, you know, when the ladies bring their kids in, Tone, or they bring their little brother in or something like that, and you know, the mama be fine, right? Everybody looking when she come in, right? and so, you know, sometimes brothers are just like, hey, you know what? There's 1 or 2 degrees separation. So, you know, so that's that. Okay. All right, Millie, that's good. That was nice and easy.
That's not fair, though.
It's
not fair,
right? But the judgment.
That's not fair, Mildred. Because
that's not fair.
If I come in the barbershop, and I'm attracted to you, and I see you. Like,
listen,
you know, you shouldn't hold that against me.
Money over everything, baby. I'm sorry. Money over everything.
Money.
And let me tell you, I ain't gonna lie. There's been some men that sat in my chair and hit on me, and once I shut them down, they actually never came back. I had those.
Okay.
So
if they're like, look, you took care of me, I appreciate it, let's just make this one transaction, and then can we possibly go out? And then, you know, we just not going to have this type of interaction. What about that?
That got to be a special bond for that to happen.
Okay. All right. Well, special bonds do happen. You know what I'm saying? They do happen. That's real. Okay. All right. Well, I'm just saying that you never know who you run into, and that may be that time, and so that's cool. You know, I think that's a mature thing to be able to do, because, like I said, you never know what type of energy and how the universe brings you together with someone. So that's cool. So that was light work. I just want to remind everybody, it's Freaky Friday. We started a little bit later on. It is Gigi After Dark's birthday, official birthday show.
Woo-hoo.
And we got Millie. We rocking with Millie, man. We Millie rocking tonight, man. So we're having a good time. I do want to go ahead and start getting into a little bit more intrusive activity, if you will. And so I'll say this, man. Let me ask you this. So can you give me one of your biggest fantasies that you have yet to experience? And it could be any spectrum, just a fantasy that you're like, you know what, I want to be able to do this with this, do this this way, and make it happen. So just give us one.
Okay, well, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to say I pretty much fulfill all my fantasies.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I really don't know what to say to that unless you want me to share.
That's what the hell we got you here for. Come on.
Because I feel I pretty much fulfilled my fantasies. I ain't had much, but I think I'm content with the experience.
Okay, well, give us three of them that you knocked off. on your list?
All right, I had my threesome.
Okay. Two males, two women. How was the dynamic?
Two women, one male.
Okay. All right. That's one. What else you got?
What else? That's it, because my fantasy always was to either be with a woman and have a threesome, to be honest. I never really wanted anything else besides that.
Okay. So what about just a one-on-one with another woman without the guy?
Yeah, I have that. That's what I said. I fulfill my one-on-one with a woman, and I fulfill my threesome.
Uh-huh. Okay. Which one was more fulfilling?
I both.
Yeah. Oh, both of them was, both of them was equally exciting?
Yeah.
Both of them was equally exciting. Okay, I'll ask you this one question here, Tone, and then I'll pass it to you, Tone. So with those different experiences, one-on-one with the lady, threesome, another woman, another guy. When it comes to oral sex, right, when it comes to licking the kitty, right, who would you consider better at it, a man or a woman?
A woman.
Damn. There we go.
We know what we want. I mean, you could learn from a woman, actually, but I think a woman. I actually enjoy a woman better.
That's like 8 for 8. Every woman, every woman guest that we had on here that had a threesome or been with a woman said that they prefer a woman to do it. Damn, man.
Yeah. These are blows.
We down bad in that department. But they do got the cheat code though.
We use you guys for the finale. We use the women to start, and we can use you guys for the finale.
Right. Well, yeah, that poll is definitely irreplaceable. So,
exactly.
So we good on that. We good on that.
You guys
but
are
we
the
still
finale.
Like to know
That's
them.
Good. Y'all should be happy with that.
Fair enough. Go ahead, Tone. I'm about to re-up. I'm reloading over here.
Okay, that's a bet. Let's start. What makes sex amazing for you?
What makes it amazing for me? I think foreplay is a must. And I'm gonna be real, a lot of men luck on foreplay, but I don't know. I like a lover. At the beginning, that is. You gotta start off good and soft. And
right. So you mean the passion of it, right? You're talking about hot passion. You know, making sure that your lovers make paying attention to detail. You know, exploring you. Trying to do his best to just make sure you feel good all around. That you're tingling. That you're satisfied. And you know what? I really think that is important nowadays. I didn't really think that people did not do foreplay, you know, as
really,
much.
You find some
but
of those that really don't, that want to get straight to the point, and it's like, all right, so you're gonna get a half ass.
That's true. But what I'm referring to women as well. There's some women that are just like, look, nah, I don't need all that. I mean, we've actually had a guest. Tony, you remember the guest was like, look, I don't need all the foreplay. You ain't got to be down there. You know, give me three legs to get to the center, and then it's on. And so, you know, the guy's like, well, damn, okay, that's what you need. But, you know, sometimes less foreplay means that you have to put in more work from the penetration aspect, you know, 45 pumps. You know, that's 45 pumps.
Okay,
hold on. That's all you gonna get.
I got to ask you this, Mildred. Because we've had a couple women say that 45 pumps is enough.
But wait, what's 45 pumps? Like, how long is 45 pumps?
It depends. It could be slow pumps. It could be fast pumps. But It's 45 pumps. Now, if you think about 45 pumps, nobody is rapid firing 45 pumps. Your abs are just going to – you're going to get cramps in your abs. So,
well, listen, I'm
going to
be real with you. I don't know what 45 pumps are, and I don't know how long 45 pumps are, but I just love to be an hour or better.
This is going to be good. You, 40, wait a minute. In your head, 45 pumps.
I'm like an energizer bunny, bro. Like, once you activate it, you got to keep going.
Wow. No, so, I mean, there got to be some type of breaks. 1 hour straight, is that included?
It depends on who I am if I'm going to give you a break.
Wow. So do you have Gatorade, Pedialyte? I mean, you got
water
on the nightstand?
Water. A woman need a lot of water. Like that when she squirts it, be clean.
Let me ask you this. Is that 45 minutes of sex or 45 minutes total? Like foreplay? An hour.
Make it exciting, and let it be a little bit of everything.
That's cool. I completely understand that. But in my head, just consistently 1 hour of just going at it, no breaks, no stopping, and eating cook. What was that?
I said I have 1 hour without breaks. I'm good at cardio. What should I say?
apparently, and that kept that brother motivated. So this is what we want to get into a little bit more. Are you Boricua? Are you Hispanic?
Puerto Rican. Both of my parents
Puerto
are
Rican.
Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm. Puerto Rican, okay, sweet. Now, do you date solo Puerto Ricana, or you Puerto Ricano, or which it doesn't matter? Do you date different people from different backgrounds?
I started to be open minded and do date other backgrounds, but my preference is black.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's a great thing. This is good. This is a great thing. Yeah. Especially for the case studies. All right. So it's starting to make a lot more sense. You said you've been open minded. So what other experiments have you had, and how did that go in comparison to the strong black man?
Well, I always had a thing like, I don't know, even though I'm Spanish, I never was interested in dating a Spanish man. And I just started being open-minded. I'm like, all right, I'll try my own race and try a Spanish man. But it still lead me back to a black man.
Wow. So you don't think that it had anything to do with maybe a mental comparison or preconception of what it would be like to be with a Spanish guy? Like, did you already have so he's going to have to do this for me to really like, okay, you handle your business. And if you don't do that, if you don't meet that standard, then, it's not happening. Or were you just like, hey, you know what? I'm attracted to this guy. He just happened to be Spanish. Let's see what happens. Was it an experiment, or was it just something that naturally happened?
Both. I had an experiment and one that naturally happened.
Okay. And you came on back home, huh? You came on back home.
Oh,
came
no,
on
I
back
didn't.
Home, right?
End up going back. Like, they're cool and everything. I'm not like, please, because I'm alive, guys. So don't. It's nothing wrong with Spanish men. It's not. The only thing is, with Spanish men, they way too obsessive.
Okay.
And they clingy. They could be clingy sometimes, and I don't like that.
Yeah, we kind of picked up on that you didn't like the clingy thing. So now we kind of know what that's attached to. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Now even with that though, there's some stereotypical things about, you know, Puerto Rican women too though. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what those are?
I don't know. You tell me. Share. That's what we're here for. Share.
Okay. Tone. You've.
I know the number one line is we're crazy. I could agree to that part.
So speak to that part. Because Tone, is that what you've heard before, Tone, or is that what other men have told you, or other women have told you that's what's said about, you know, Puerto Rican women, Spanish women?
Yeah, I've heard that they're crazy. Like they love hard.
Okay.
Yeah, hard. I agree with that. We do.
So crazy though, you know, crazy can be, you know, there's so many things, you know, the perspective or the spectrum of saying crazy. I don't know if that's ever fair, because we always have to think back, well, what the hell happened? Because if somebody's pulling out a knife, it's not because for no reason, you know what I mean? So no one ever talks about, well, what the hell happened for that woman to decide to run over this dude or hit him with his own truck or, you know, throw hot water on him.
You're a smart
sleeping
man right there to just think like that, because that's absolutely true.
We like to get to the root of this, though. I mean, because it's got to
be
something.
Obviously, you understand it, and you already have, because you just described it.
I was just talking off the cuff on that. So I mean, I don't know.
No, and that's true, because honestly, you men make us who we are.
Mm.
So whatever we are and whatever the woman ends up growing to be, just always remember you have a part of that. Either she grow up to be a good woman, either she grow up to be a hoe, or whatever it is.
Damn.
She did that because there's something that you did to take her there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But, and at the same time, everybody has a choice. Men have a choice to not provoke a woman, right? But at the same time, she also has an opportunity to respond any way she wants. She can not respond at all. She can block the whole situation, or she can take it to the extreme. You're right. So self-control is what we do with ourselves. I think it's also what we do to ourselves. So, you know, to put it on someone else, I think it would be fair to say that could be an influence. But when it comes down to the activity, you know, everybody's accountable for themselves. What do you think, Toe?
I agree.
Okay. Millie, how you feel about that? Do you feel when it boils down to it, it's on the individual, on how they respond or what they do?
Definitely. It's definitely, I take responsibility for myself. It's definitely, you got to work on how to respond to certain things. But sometimes,
That's
like true. I said, people don't have that self-control, and some people push them to a certain extent where it makes them get out of character.
That's a fact. I can't even deny that. You know, and then some people do know what your triggers are, and so they will they'll take you there.
Yeah.
So they have the opportunity not to take you there, and if they take you there, they have to deal with whatever those repercussions are.
Exactly.
Okay. That's
but you know what? That's only this is cool, because I was having this conversation maybe like a couple of days ago with somebody. Only people that's in control of the relationship can kind of like piss somebody off. Like, you got to be doing good in the bid. You got to be taking care of business, because if you not, then nothing would trigger anything. Like, they won't be mad. You get what I'm saying? But if you land it down,
They're not afraid to cut that.
Yeah,
off.
They're not afraid to.
It's not an
issue. Exactly.
So I see where you went with that. So I see what you went with that. So Millie, so where you went with that is if a woman is constantly getting some good wood, right? If she's getting good wood, and then he does something that may trigger, if that wood wasn't so good, then she would just be like, okay, that's how you feel. Well, I don't want to be bothered with you. But subconsciously, if she's thinking, you know what, I know for a fact ain't nobody hitting it from the back like this. So I have to now weigh my options. Is it that serious, or do I just need to get this dude's attention by slapping the shit out of him one time? You know, like maybe that'll snap him out of it so we can get back to what we get to. Because, you know, a lot of times triggers are done just to have the end result to have some of that aggressive sex. Is anybody feeling me on that? Sometimes that's what a person's motive is. Get you mad so we can get physical, and then we already know what the physical is really going to turn into. Right? You're going to get the best wood. Like, hold on a second. Hey, this is one thing that I wanted to ask people. And Millie, I want you to see if you can, at any point, have you ever been able to relate to this? And callers, I want you to go ahead and start chiming in on this one. Do ladies realize that sometimes when you get the best dick, when you get the best wood, it is from the frustration of a man losing playing Madden, losing playing 2K, or he done lost the spades or poker, and he takes it out on his woman. Do you realize that? Tone, is there any truth to that? They get the best beat down in the bedroom because of our aggression or frustration from something.
Yeah, thanks. That's
Millie,
that's
has
true.
That ever happened? Like he just, you know, gave it to you. He gave you more than that hour that you want, right? He gave you a whole hour and 20 minutes. And you're like, well, Bobby, what the hell happened to you, baby? Right? You know what I mean? And meanwhile, he ain't tell you, but he done lost $200 in a bet. He done bet against the Lakers or something like that, right? And he's pissed off. Has that ever happened to you that you know of, Millie?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. So you never had unexplainable, deep, aggressive sex from your man, and, you know, it just kind of came out of nowhere? It always, like, just kind of started gradually?
Oh, it's always pretty much exciting, I guess, because I'm just an exciting person, I want to say.
She's got a hat.
Dead ass. Like, I never had that problem. As soon as I walk in the room, it's all Gucci.
Whoa.
Thanks.
I like that.
Yeah. I want to ask her something because I want to see what she said. Even though I kind of know the answer. do you find yourself more dominant or submissive?
Depends who I'm with, because I like a little of both. There's, like, as long as he's fair and he let me have my dominant moment, then fine. But I also like a man to take control because I find that very exciting, too. And I learn a lot.
Okay. So you said y'all got to go an hour. So 30 and 30.
Yeah.
So how did you break up to 30 and 30?
Huh?
Tone, I was saying, how is the 30 and 30 broken? Are you saying the 30, he's aggressive, and then the 30, she's more aggressive? Or are you saying 30 and then there's a break for whatever reason, and then you go back at it? So
no,
how did you,
I'm saying 30 minutes,
put that
30 minutes of him? 30 minutes of him being aggressive and then 30 minutes of her being aggressive. That's how you could break it down. She said she liked a little bit of both. So
okay.
Let her do her thing, and then, well, you might want to let her do her thing second. And then
that is interesting.
Do your thing.
Yeah. That is interesting. I do wonder because Millie, maybe you can help us understand a little bit about women, and as the callers come in, we can kind of hash this thing out. So there are, you got situations to where some women are just naturally aggressive. So we get that. We understand that. But at the same time, it may not initially be that. They're kind of looking for that man to take control for whatever reason. If they just like, look, you know, until we go there, you know, I'm just going to let him lead. Or I'm just going to lead and so he'll know what he's dealing with. Like, what determines if you're going to, especially in a new situation where you haven't had the intimacy yet, you haven't been physical, you haven't been sexual, what are things about that man that will make you be like, look, I don't give a shit if he just thinks that I'm horny all the time or I got to have it. What are some of those traits about him, just like, look, man, I'm just going to do what I do. I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to pull his shirt off. I'm unbuttoning his belt buckle and his pants and all that. I'm sticking my whole forearm in his drawers tonight. What kind of characteristics in a man? hey, that's what I know. This is DJ at the Dolph on this motherfucker, okay?
I'm not going to lie, I'm picky, and when I'm picky, like, yeah. I choose certain men that I give my all to and some men that I give a half-ass to. And for those men that I pick to give my all to, for me, it's more like a vibe thing. Like, if vibe is good and you make me feel good, I don't know, I'm a very spiritual person, so if I get a good vibe off of you, and I ain't going to lie, if I feel like the vibe is good enough where I want to keep them around for a long time, then I'm going to give you my all because that's just my secret weapon. Once I give you my all, 90% of the time, you're definitely going to keep coming back.
You're going to stick around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That
and for those
that
just
that
be like,
oh,
right, whatever, I give him half-ass so he won't come back.
Okay, that's fair. And I have to say this because I think this is important. Culturally, there's some distinctive cultural differences when it comes to expression of women with different cultural backgrounds when expressing themselves with men. And I would say that one of the things about it is being vulnerable. You know, it's like, of course, everybody has their moments. They don't want to be vulnerable. It's a new experience. I don't know your ass like that. That's cool. But culturally, I do think that there are some distinctive differences of women with different backgrounds when it comes to expressing themselves. And I don't know if it's, if, you know, the differences, you know, the differences are individual, but I don't know the differences when it comes to the reasons why, because again, you know, culturally everybody has different, you know, different upbringings. They have different examples around them of relationships and things like that. So Millie, let me also ask you this. When it comes to relationships, especially relationships, whether it be marriage or people are just together for long-term relationships, what are some of the examples that you grew up with, and who are some of the people that you saw that you would consider, hey, this is a healthy relationship. I'm going to take some notes from some of the things that they do and probably apply or at least look forward to those things in my upcoming relationships. What are the examples for you?
That's a hard question, to be honest with you, because I was married for 13 years, and I felt like I was that example for many people in my town. Like, I was the, like, oh, my God, I want to be like that. I want to be like that married couple. Like, that's the impression that I gave. And now today, single, divorced for 8 years now, it's like I see the new generation and a lot of new relationship, and it's like it's a mess. Like, it makes me want to be single even longer. It's not like
okay.
It was back in the day. Like, back in the day, it was so different. And it was good. It was just different. But nowadays, it just makes me feel like I look at a lot of relationships and it's like, wow, this is why I divorced. That's exactly why I'm single for this long.
Well, what kept you in a marriage for 13 years? I mean, there had to be some things that you made sure that you did, and some things that you learned. This is what works for us. So we're going to continue to do this. If we don't do these things, then we have to tighten up and change the, you know, trajectory of what's happening in our relationship. And where did you get those things? Like, let's just say that one of the things is you made sure that you had date night once or twice a week, regardless of what goes on in the household, you know, or work, or business, you know, children, whatever, parents, other family members, we're doing date night twice a week to make sure that we get some one-on-one time. Like, what are some of the things that you knew if you didn't do, things just didn't feel right or seem right in your long-term relationship, which is a marriage in this case?
Well, back then I didn't knew much. Back then it was more like, my job is to be a housewife, to take care of my kids, to clean and make sure that my husband's good and have his dinner on the table by 6 o'clock. That was my mentality then. Today, I will say, like, it would be very important to have date nights. It's very important to have alone time with your partner. It's very important for a woman to learn self-love and self-healing and to know exactly what she wants and exactly what she wants to.
I can dig that. That's real.
I agree.
And, you know, this is Freaky Friday, but we're on some real shit, because if you can't handle these things, ain't going to be no Freaky Fridays in the relationship. Ain't going to be no Freaky Mondays.
I'm not going to give, there's a lot that I failed on also, because I learned now, being single, I learned that a lot of us wives at the time, like, when we married and we have kids and a husband and a nice home, and yes, I feel that us women get way too comfortable where we forget what we've done and how hard we work to get that man. And we start slacking in our jobs. We start looking good at night, or we stop fucking sucking dick, to be honest, not to be It's like, there's a lot of stuff we start lacking at as well as a woman, because we get comfortable as being a wife. So we can't always blame a man all the time. Because I just feel with marriage, sometimes couples get too comfortable. And that's what people lack at, is comfortability. You can never get too comfortable.
That's some real shit.
That's 100%
true. That's some real
shit.
You
definitely got to keep it fresh.
Definitely.
You got to keep it fresh. And even what she said with the mutual responsibility, because I would say that in my industry, in my arena, in my platforms, I would say maybe 10% talk about accountability for themselves. Like, if you say, hey, why did your last relationship not work? Well, he cheated. Like, that's the only thing that happened in the relationship. Like, okay, he just cheated and the relationship over. Like, ain't shit else happened before that. And the thing about it is, and even in my personal relationship, because I like to talk about, you know, my mistakes. That's all I can talk about. I can't talk about my ex-partner's mistakes, because I don't know the reason why they did it. But it has nothing to do with the way that I respond or the things that I did, because it's my responsibility. So I always like to say, you know, there's certain things that I have to look back, like, hey, my communication sucked for a long time, right? So because my communication sucked for a long time, that caused some issues in the relationship, because there was some misunderstandings, because if I don't communicate, then that means her ass is going to think whatever the hell she want to think. And now it's up to me to, hey, nah, that wasn't it. Or I can be like, still be an asshole and not say nothing and let her continue to think what she thinks and not fix that situation. So I can't put it on her saying that, you know, she just started wilding out and she was like, yeah, I got, you know, other chicks or I'm not, you know, wanting to pay bills and stuff like that. And I have an opportunity to clean and clear that up. But if I don't do my part, it's going to be a snowball effect. And I think things like that is what people don't like to talk about because they have to own their shit. Like, not a whole lot of people really want to own their shit. They just want to talk about what the end result was. And the end result is always going to be reaction, or it's just going to be a compilation of all the stuff that happened and how it got misconstrued. So I give you a lot of love for that, because we don't hear that too often, Tone, right? We don't hear about the accountability of a person, whatever.
Definitely not from no woman saying that we got to take accountability for what we do. That's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely dope hearing that from a woman, you know, a woman saying that. Not saying that women don't say it. It's just rare to hear it. Because, But we got a couple callers on the line that
I bet we do, man. Let's get it.
Millie Rock. Let's get some of these callers on. 1338 GI Radio, you on?
Oh, wow. Okay. I was listening. It's been a good show. I didn't think I was going to get called on. But it's very interesting. I think she is pretty awesome. You super rock. I love everything she said. It sounds more like to me that you did learn to be more free, to be yourself and to love self. You found out more about yourself when you like yourself, right? You're not trying to convince anybody else to like you. The other thing was very much riding off of that. I think that men will tell you really quick that cute little thing you put on, he really ain't interested in it, right? He really wants you to just take it off and answer the door naked. But it's the dress-up thing for him. You know, it's the you did that for him, right? Take a little bit more time and appreciation. Everybody is worried about how many pumps or how long the intensity of the situation is when it should be more worried about the soft kisses, the stroking of your hair out of your face,
connecting,
and the talking and the laughing, and then the touch. It does not. What are you going to do to get me out of the clothes? Like, I put them on, but it is your job to get me out of them, and it doesn't have to be a race. All of that time to me counts, right? Everybody is so worried about what somebody else can do for them. But if you are really, really, really focused on that other person and they're really, really, really focused on you, then it's a competition. And so it's good because you put in an equal amount of effort and time.
That's good.
And you got out of it more than what you bargained for because you forgot about what you wanted because that's her focus. But you focused truly on everything that made her smile, that made her eyes close, that made her head fall back, that arched her back, that all of those things. But if you're so worried about getting those 45 pumps, you're counting and you're not in the moment. You know. So I just had to say that because it was very interesting to listen to her. It was so interesting to listen to her and where she came from and the fact that she had been married and she had did the whole textbook marriage thing and you still hadn't truly lived, right? You're responsible. You were responsible and you had responsibilities. You didn't quite live in those responsibilities. Your obligation was to other people, to your husband, to your children, to the bills, to the house, and to lastly was to yourself. So now that you've got a lot of other things out of the way and you're paying more attention to yourself, you become more attractive, right? And now you're more attractive to yourself because now you know exactly what it is and what it's going to take to get you, and you don't mind telling somebody else. So somebody call you bougie or somebody call you cocky, it took you a while to get there, I'll take it.
Now, Carla, are you a clinical therapist? Are you a
master's?
Yeah, we may need to find out who you are and give you a name. I think we're gonna have to give this sister a name here. Let me think on.
I'll just let you call me Diamond.
Diamond.
I like that. Okay. Well, we appreciate your feedback, Diamond. Continue to chime in. We appreciate your support. And we definitely want to hear back from you soon, man. So, you know, watch out for it.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Diamond. What was that? 1370? What? Never mind. what was that number again, brother? Okay. Definitely a lot of respect for you, Millie. I think a lot of people, men and women alike, can appreciate your transparency and really just kind of, you know, when somebody's real, you don't have to say I'm real. You know what I mean? You don't have to say it because it's going to be what it is. And anybody and everybody has to respect that. So yeah, man, this is good, man. Keep them callers rolling, man. Cause they still have to answer some questions.
2748 GI Radio, you on?
Hello, it is Candy. How are y'all?
What's going on, Candy?
Hey, man, you have been a great guest, and I just have a quick question. I know y'all are low on time, but I ask a lot of my clients, what do you consider aggression when it comes to sex? Like, is it automatically associated with dominance, or is it straight drill action? What do you consider, and are you okay if it is aggressive sex with it not necessarily going as long as you may, you know, expect?
Yeah, like if you get pounded, do you have to get pounded for a whole hour?
Oh, that's question for me.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like, well, aggressive, it is different type of aggressions because I've come across like, all right, I don't do like, oh, tie me up and put the ball in my mouth and spank me. That's a little too much.
Oh, yeah.
But aggressively, toss me around, put me in different positions, you know, and put me on the table, put me on the bed. Something like that, I'm cool with that. I like that.
Okay.
I think passion and aggression is two different things. So you more of passion than aggression, right?
I just feel like, honestly, it just depends who and what type of man it is. Like, it just depends who it is. Like, you know how some men will bring out the passion in you, or some men will bring out the aggression, or some men know how to do it both. I personally like a mix of both. You got them?
Okay.
So, what do you feel like the difference is?
The difference is, like, I feel like passionate and loving is more like slow, long strokes, which is okay. You know, it's more like love making instead of like just being a little bit more rough. You know, just adding a little spanking and, like I said, a little bit of tossing here and there. And the reason I say that, because that's where I went bored in my marriage. There wasn't no tossing around. There wasn't no spanking. There wasn't no talking dirty. And, you know, that's exciting. Instead of always being always all passionate all the time. You men got to learn how to mix that up. Because honestly, when I was in marriage, you know what I used to think? When he used to give me sometimes that boring sex, like, damn, fuck me like you fuck your side bitch.
Yeah.
That'd be my thought.
Yeah,
fuck me like that. Fuck me like you fuck your side bitch. Don't come home and give me that boring shit. No, give me that shit you gave that bitch out in the streets.
Right, because she getting some hardcore.
Exactly. She's getting the good, good.
She getting that look. We only got 45 minutes, and I got to get my ass to the house. So let's get to it. That's some real shit, man. That's good. Candy, hey, man, we appreciate you. Didn't say happy birthday. I feel some type of way about that. And neither did the caller before her, Diamond. Diamond, you didn't say a damn thing about my birthday either. But we appreciate you coming and supporting and dropping by.
Listen, I had to do the foreplay first. You know, I had to address the real issue. But I was going to get to it. You know, happy birthday, and I hope you enjoy your weekend.
I appreciate that. See, that's all I ask. All I ask is a little bit of cherries, right?
You
don't need all the whipped cream and all that. Just drop the cherries off on me.
I mean, it's a pretty large spectrum of things you can ask for. That's kind of simple.
Hey.
Fair enough.
I'm just kidding.
Fair enough. What was that? Hey, what was that
show.
Number? 2713? I got to start remembering these numbers. Oh, boy. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate you, Candy. Thank you so much, hon.
Definitely.
You're welcome.
You
have a good
in.
One. You're welcome. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Man, listen, guys, while we got things flowing, I want to thank everybody tonight, man. It's been one of the best shows, mainly because so much transparency and honesty and just, you know, Millie ain't trying to impress no goddamn body, right? So she's just kind of giving it what it is, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully you can appreciate it. If not, okay, you got your own shit to deal with anyway. All right, this Freaky Friday, every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Special edition. This is the Libra Freaky Friday edition, man. And it's been really dope. I know we have one or two more callers, but I want to get another question in to Millie while we have her. Currently, with everything going on with the pandemic, wearing face masks and shit like that. It's hard to date because you're like, damn, you know, I want to look at you, but keep your mask on. You got your COVID-19 results. Is these your results? Is it Photoshop? Like, you don't know what the fuck going on, right? What is your dating? How comfortable are you dating? And what is your dating method and strategy during what's going on worldwide? And are you even dating?
Yes, I'm dating, and honestly, what's happening worldwide, it really don't bother me whatsoever. I'm the type that I don't wear a mask, honestly. I only wear a mask when I'm obligated to, like to go in a store, to go shopping, but one, I'm a healthy person, I'm a healthy eater, I work out, I try to keep up to date, and I feel like all of this shit is BS. I take it like a flu. That was out there, you know? It's like the flu killed people every year. What's any different from a coronavirus? If you have health issues, obviously it's going to affect you. But, yeah, I'm still open. I still date. I still talk to, you know, people. It's the same to me. Ain't nothing changed.
Cool. So dinner dates, shit like that still goes on.
Still goes on.
All right, cool.
Let me ask you this. I want to ask you this because, like, you know, again, we talk to a lot of women. I talk to a lot of women, homegirls and stuff like that. And they always say that it's hard dating. Like, it's almost impossible to date. Not because of the coronavirus, just because I guess guys are not how they used to be, whatever that means. Is it hard dating now than it was back, let's say, 10, 15 years ago?
Definitely. I mean, I was born and raised in New York. And back then, what I liked about meeting people and dating is that there was really no social media. Everything had to be in person, and I'm still like that. I'm still old school. Like, I get major DMs, and I ignore them because I feel like, you're not going to bag me like that. If you think that's the way to bag me, like, you actually got to make an effort and meet me in person to bag me. I still got those old-fashioned ways. Like, I think it's really important to meet someone in person and actually communicate with someone in person. Mm. And the new generation, everything is social media now. Everything is electronic. Like, they think like a quick DM or let me take you out for dinner and pay a couple bucks. Hey, I'm going to get a piece of ass. Yeah, it might work for the new generation, but I'm so old school, like, it's going to take more than that. You really got to put in the work. Like, I got to meet you in person. I got to politic with you, communicate, and feel the vibe. For me, more is more than a one-on-one.
Damn. That's some real shit.
Okay.
Listen, Tone, and to piggyback off of that, Tone, we have to also admit that, you know, that is a lot of people's method of not only meeting people, but people are getting in full-fledged, one-sided, lopsided relationships virtually. You know what I'm saying? People are, like, thinking that they're in relationships because they have a consistent virtual communication with an individual. You know what I mean? And it gets to the point to where, you know, people catch your feelings online every day, B.
You know,
people catch a feeling,
you know what I tell people?
Every day.
You know what? I'm sorry, but that's y'all for. Because a lot of men, now you open up a can of worms. Because you know what? Dad, now you open up a can of worms. This is the problem, since you mentioned it. And I know you said it, because this one-side relationship, it normally be girls that take it to a whole nother level and feel they're in a relationship. So I know that's what you threw it out there. The reason they feel that way is because how you guys approach the situation. Because let me tell you something. If you come on head on and be honest from the start, either she's going to give you ass or either she's not. It's that simple. I don't give a fuck if you're married, if you got a girl, if you got a situation. If you come to the table and be like, this is the situation, this is what I have to offer, she's either going to agree to it or she's either not. Now, a lot of men come in it and just start throwing a whole lot of lies up in the table that make us women feel that we that one. So, and then when we start acting a little crazy, that's when you guys want to pump the brakes,
right,
and be like, all right, it was never that. It was never that situation. It was this. And that's when you want to be honest and bring stuff to the table after it's a little too late. So you guys got to really, really come head on and be honest with a woman. Trust me what I tell you. She's either going to fuck with you or she's not. It don't matter what situation she's you in.
Too much finessing going on right there.
Exactly. You just got to be straightforward with your stuff, because a lot of men always make females think something that is not, and it's not fair to us either, you know? It's like, damn, be honest, because then we learn later on, after we so deep in it, we learn later on that's not it, and it's like now you cause a whole bunch of trouble and a whole bunch of chaos, because obviously we get real petty real fast, and we want to destruct your life. Why we want to destruct your life? Because you destructed minds when you came in it with lies.
But you know, here's the thing, okay? I'm glad she said that, because here's the thing, right? Women always say, be honest, be honest, be honest. If you just be honest and keep it 100, if men be honest, it's going to be a different conversation. Like, I'm not saying, like, lie, but you have to. If a man just came to a woman and be like, hey, look, I just want to fuck, what's good?
She's going to give you that.
It's going to be
no, she's
going
to say, who the fuck do you think you're talking to like
think
that?
You're talking
what she's
to.
Gonna say.
Exactly. So he got to go the long route. Like, men can't be honest. Like, if you can't. Like, you literally can't be honest.
No, you can. See, that's the problem, that you think you can't. You can. And if she turns you down, obviously she just want more than what you have to offer, and you just got to take that L and keep it pushing. That's the problem. You guys don't like taking L's, because she may be a one badass bitch, but that one badass bitch want to settle down and want a serious relationship.
Yeah. That's something that Tom, we're gonna have to set aside some time to address, because I feel like both of those sides are very accurate. Because you have to think about it also. There's some women that do want the same thing, but they don't want to come across as hookers and whores, so they're not going to be that transparent. So it's going to be up to that guy to either find a way to find common ground. So in order for him to do that, you can't come out the gate talking about ass and stuff like that, because you have to have a little bit more about yourself. Because she's still not, even if she just wants to fuck only, that don't need to necessarily be the conversation when getting to know, because you still want to know what kind of dude that she's dealing with. Like, yeah, you know, I still need to know if you got any substance to you. You know what I mean? I still got to be attracted to you in some type of way. You still have to have maybe some type of potential to where, even if we do decide to go physical, there's something else. And all of that's going to depend on what a person's willing to deal with. So that same chick that you just described that maybe wants to find a mate, maybe wants to, you know, be with somebody a little bit, you know, in a serious capacity, her mind can switch and swap times depending on how she feels, depending on what she want to do, and depending on what direction she want to go, and depending on that guy. You know what I'm saying? Because even if she feels that way, and she meet a guy that's just straight up like that, she may go for it. So even if she don't necessarily want to do that, she's mature enough, and she's like, okay, he's mature enough, we can actually have this conversation, especially. But to have that conversation, you can't start straight out. It's going to have to be like, we got some commonality. You know what? I can actually dig this person right here a little bit. At least just to smash them, though. I don't think that just saying you smashing and you guys, you know, are attracted to each other is enough. I think there still has to be some type of substance.
But wouldn't that be lying to her? Like, okay, if you take those steps, but your intention is just to have sex, but now you're going around it, taking these steps, maybe dating a little bit, you're doing all this stuff with her. You know what I'm saying? She's building up feelings and stuff like that, but you just really want to smash. So now once you smash, she's in a situation like, okay, he cool. Like, I'm rocking with him. And he like, no, it wasn't like that. Like, I just was trying to hit. You get what I'm saying? So either way you lose, you better off just, I don't know, it's just, I don't know, God got it. It's just a hard situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I don't have to be in that situation no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so glad I don't have to be in that situation, especially now, because it's just, like she said, with social media, it's just so hard because people make themselves out to be things that they not. So,
definitely.
Again, a lot of people, listen, 90% of the people that's in your DM, Mildred, wouldn't even come up to you in real life. They wouldn't come up to you and talk to you. But you get to be whoever you want to be on social media. That go both for men and women. You know what I mean? Because women do a lot
for
of flexing on social media too. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I do this, oh, I got this, oh, I look like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you know how many women I'd have met in person, and I'm like, I didn't even know that that was the same person that I was talking to online. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you? Like, oh, I'm such and such. Like, what?
Best of the best gets posted online, man.
Yeah, it's just single people are in a real bad situation, man. Like, it's a real bad situation out there for y'all. I would just say that you would have to go and get somebody in your era. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to date in your era. Like, you can't date nobody new. You got to go in your era. If you're 45, the lowest you can go is 40. If you go anything past, really, if you go to 30, that's a different, that's a whole different ball game right there.
Some younger people have old souls, though, Tone, and then some older people are immature.
Yeah.
You know
that's
what I mean?
True.
It's the maturity level. It is, and I'll
that's
say
true.
This, and I know we cracking on time right now, but I will say this.
Cracking it.
Because this I think is really key. I know for me that you get to a point to where you start dating the same people, right? Like they're similar. You know, they may be, you know, not necessarily look the same, but even if they're in the same age bracket, you know, it's, you start dating people in that similar circle. And when you experiment outside of that circle, sometimes you get caught up by, okay, should I continue to give this person a chance because they're different, or is it just because there's so many barriers between what we have going on, should I cut it off? Am I giving this person a fair chance because it is different, or I wouldn't typically date somebody like that? And so, you know, we've gotten to a point to where it's a lot of what I call mismatch dating, like people that typically have no business getting together. And regardless of if this person isn't your type, or the you know, regardless of, you wouldn't date them at all typically, and you link up with them, you can still catch feelings with a motherfucker that you know that you wouldn't date typically, right? You can still catch feelings, right? Because that person treats you a certain way, especially if they start treating you better than anyone else, or they're paying more attention to you, or they're doing things that you feel like you needed that you wasn't getting. God forbid, you know, the sex is good, and it's a motherfucker that you like, man, I wouldn't even let you do nothing to me. But then the sex is good, and you catching feelings for somebody who you typically wouldn't be with. And then even that separation of, okay, damn, I can't believe I fell for somebody like this. You all discombobulated in your whole dating process after that, because now you're thinking to yourself, like, what the hell am I doing? How am I mixing and matching with people that I wouldn't typically date? So, Millie, to that point, how do you feel as far as, do you find yourself open to dating people that you feel like you typically wouldn't run into, or are different from what you're accustomed to, meaning what you're accustomedly attracted to, maybe somebody in certain fields that you feel more comfortable with, whether it be, you know, corporate people, whether it be entrepreneurs? Like, do you find yourself dating a variety of people, or kind of staying in a certain arena of guys that you date, or women? Do you date women, Millie? Did we ask that yet?
Well,
do you like girls too?
I had two women in my life. I just had two women in my life.
Okay, good.
One was up in her 40s. One was 25.
Okay.
So I experienced both.
Okay, and how was that, not compared to men, but how was that with those age groups and how those relationships went?
I would never date under
30.
Just
a different age.
I told you you could date under 30.
Yeah. Yeah, even the homegirl, I sent her ass back home. I couldn't do it.
I mean, 25,
it, man.
I mean, I don't,
was,
you know,
25, was like,
you discover.
So.
Yeah, she's
but
discovering.
My thing is,
you,
I don't like to be controlled. As soon as you try to tell me what to do, that's it. That's a red flag for me. Don't try to tell me what to do, because the minute you do that, it's like it's going to go left.
You probably had the most fun with the 25, but.
Yeah, because she was down for everything.
Everything, yeah.
Everything,
that's
like what?
Yeah.
Is that the one that you did the threesome with? The 25-year-old?
Well, I did the threesome with the married one and with the 25. I actually enjoyed my threesome with the married one, because she was married with her husband. I was just a fantasy to them. So I enjoy that more than the 25. Right. 'Cause the 25, actually, I had a bond with her and was kicking it with her, and then I brought some dude I was messing with at that time. I brought him into the circle. And everything just didn't work out. I think it was better with the married couple.
Okay. She wasn't quite ready for that from an emotional standpoint, but the physical was intriguing and fun. But she wasn't ready for the feelings after that.
Yeah, because she was just trying to control me. And I'm, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's real. Wow, man, this has been dope, man. This has been one of the best. I gotta admit it, man. We're gonna have to have Millie back. Yeah, definitely. But like I said, Tone, I'm glad we asked the right questions because we almost missed that. Once again, GG came through for you, bro.
We almost missed that.
Yeah. So I think that's really cool. Tone, you spoke a lot of truth about the age, and I think mainly for me, because I've tried to date young. My issue with dating younger is I'm 45. Everybody know I turned 45, right? 45 pump challenge coming soon. The thing about that is I had children early, and I say I had because I was there. You know what I mean? It ain't like, you know, I got somebody pregnant. I had kids early, and so, you know, my youngest daughter is in her late 20s. And so there's times where there are women interested around my daughter's age, right? Or maybe a little bit older, like early 30s and stuff like that. And I don't feel uncomfortable, but to my point, I'm saying it has a lot to do with having some commonality in experience. You know what I mean? When you could just kind of vibe with someone, you got the same experience. It don't have to be the same dramas. It don't have to be the same relationship stuff. It could be just life stuff. You know what I mean? When I was 30, I experienced this, or when I was younger, I experienced this. It's fun to be able to have those type of things in common, and that actually carries over on the romantic side, because now it's an attraction because you have more in common. Besides that, you know, it doesn't have to just be physical. It could be mental stimulation. It could be emotional stimulation. It could be different types of stimuli that it's like, yo, this is a whole vibe right now. And so age is one thing, but I would say experience is another, because, you know, me dating, I still want a woman that has certain experiences, right? Certain experiences she can relate. Sometimes it's children, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, they had a kid or whatever. You know, I have two grandkids. So a woman that may have, you know, around my age or older, a little bit younger, that may have grandkids or coming to have grandkids, vibes like that, man, is really, really cool to me, versus someone that's still talking about having their first child to me. Because, you know, I'm looking at them sideways like, look, I just had a kid, a grandchild. You know what I mean? So that's like having a kid in the family to me. So I think the experience, along with a lot of commonality, man, goes a long way. And it's just important that we actually find out that we have more things in common with an individual before we decide to move forward. Because everybody's fine. Really, all these guys working out, all these guys, you know, 6 foot, 6'2", 6'5", 6'7", you know, working out, working legs too. Motherfuckers know to work legs nowadays. So you can't say that there's a lot of stick man out here with heavy upper bodies. We working legs now. So Tone, you know, a lot of ladies, you know, they doing their thing now, man. You know, they doing their thing. They know about the squat challenge. You know what I mean? So they're making sure that they're good. Everybody got damn degrees starting businesses and shit like that in Bitcoin and shit like that. So you still have to have a little bit more. If not, you know, I'd rather find that stuff out on the front end than get totally involved. And on the back end, you're like, well, damn, all we got good sex. So that's all we got. That's not enough.
That's why I always say you have to put everything on the table in the beginning. Like, don't surprise me 6 months later. Like, if you like, you know, as far as a female, if you like other women, like, tell me. You get what I'm saying? Like, tell me. Don't wait down the line. Like, whatever you like, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Everything you like to do, let me know in the beginning so we can move forward like that. Because down the line, it's going to seem weird. You get what I'm saying? It's going to seem weird to me.
Yeah.
People just got to put it on the table in the beginning. And, like, you know, I agree with some of what she said about that. Like, you know, guys got to be honest, but if you only want to hit, you can't be honest, because coming off like that is going to get every time. What was that?
Yeah. I don't know what that was, but yeah, I mean, I agree with you, and that's just a male perspective versus a female perspective, and that's our reasoning. Are there douchebag brothers that's just plotting on chicks? Yes, that's we're not talking about that. Are the women that's just flexing, like they don't just want to hit and don't want to look like whores? Yeah, that's there too, right? But what's real is, you still have to have some type of respect with someone, and you still have to have some stuff in common to even get to that point, because there has to be some type of comfort level. So if a dude has a comfort level saying, look, you know, I just want to let you know that, you know, the ass cheeks were banging. I saw all angles on your profile pic. I looked at them all. And I just want to know if I can hit. You know what I mean? I ain't going to cause no trouble. I ain't going to be clingy. I just need to know if I can hit it from the back. From time to time, he getting blocked, and you can't.
Blocked.
That brother's getting blocked. I'm sorry.
He getting blocked. Sometimes that's what DM he's sliding into.
Right.
Keep it real.
But
that's like, all right, let's go.
Those are the women that scare me. If I ever came at a woman like that, like, look, I just want the cheeks. Here's my number. Whoa, hold up, I'm blocking her.
But maybe
I'm
maybe
sorry,
she
Tone.
Just
I'm
know
blocking
what,
her.
Maybe she just know what she wants. Maybe she just know what she wants. Like maybe she just know what she wants. Like that's
right.
Just on. Like I could dig that. Like I dig that. I don't look at no woman. I don't think just because you said yeah to me the first night like you were oh or you did it 1,000 times. Maybe I don't know. Maybe it's just my ego. I just feel like I'm vibing with you. Like you really vibing. You get what I'm saying? Like I
say
the right stuff. Like all my homegirls always say, like they know that they're gonna give a dude some ass before he even say any words. So it's just on you to mess that up. You know what I'm saying? Like she already know, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna give him some. Maybe not that night, but she knows she's gonna give it to him. So now when you talk to her, it's on you.
As soon as, I ain't gonna lie, it takes literally seconds. As soon as we lay eyes on a man, we know if he's fuckable or not.
Seconds.
Deadass.
He said seconds.
As soon as we put eyes on you, we'd be like, yeah, I'm fucking.
Okay,
oh,
but
no,
but
he's
from,
not my
from,
type.
From
a woman knows off rip if you're fuckable or not. Or what's her plan and her mindset, what she's going to do with you.
Right, but from what arena, though? Are you saying from just looking at his profile, looking on his social media platform? I'm not talking about somebody that you met at the lounge and you guys was having drinks and you had a conversation or you saw him from across the room. I'm talking about from a social media aspect, because a dude ain't doing that straight. Like Tone said, the chances through the DM. It's like he Russian roulette. I'm going to say some crazy shit, either she go for it or not. But I don't see no guy coming up in a lounge, a cigar bar, a Chuck E. Cheese. I don't give a shit. He ain't coming up there being like, excuse me, can I talk to you for a moment? You know what I mean? This dress right here and the way the ass cheeks is jumping, what's good? Like, come on, man, security. Right?
Not all the time. Depends on how he approaches.
Depends on him. Okay. Well, I guess I'm about to be a damn case study. What diamond at? Diamond, hey, get diamonds a number.
I mean, some women are approachable, guys. Some women you can actually walk up to them and actually say nice things. It's going to be okay. Like, some women are approachable.
Right. I didn't say
it.
Did I say
some women are aggressive?
I might have said it
like
a nice way. Yeah.
Some women
are aggressive.
Some people
are taking
those
type of ways.
Some women that come up to you and say some real crazy shit, like, whoa, shit, catch you off guard. Like, there's some women out there like that.
Sometimes y'all niggas be slow as fuck. So we got to actually step up and be aggressive. Be like, yo, we're good. Like, we like you. Like, Some dudes be slow. They don't get it like you. So we got to take that step.
That's facts.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, it was a dope show tonight. Look, we're right at about 11. Man, this is crazy, man. It is crazy. Let's go ahead and jump into the platforms and everything. Millie, how can people check out your platforms? You know, what do you have going on? And let people know how they can reach you outside of our show.
Okay, well, my personal page is Mildred, M-I-L-D-R-E-D, Castro, C-A-S-T-R-O, _3. I'm on there under my government because I don't got nothing to hide. You can find me on my social media, and if you're trying to find my professional social media, it's Millie, M-E-L-L-Y, the stylist_barber. But don't try to DM me to get some ads because you ain't going to get none.
shoot your shot, fellas. Don't stop.
You better make
shot.
An ad for him. Pop up wherever you think I am to meet me in person. I'm hard working. I make it, baby.
What can they find you at, GG?
All right, guys. So listen, I appreciate the love. I appreciate all of the DMs, all of the shout outs. My IG is Rob GG Malloy. That's R-O-B-G-I-G-I Malloy. And of course, you can always find me on GG After Dark at all platforms. Now, for those of you that don't know, and it may be sold out already, I have a virtual party tomorrow night, Saturday, 8 p.m. You have to RSVP at ggafterdark.com. We're shutting it down after a certain amount. So if you can't RSVP, then that means it's sold out. But we're going to have virtual game night. Man, we're going to have a good time. It's going to be a birthday celebration. We got prizes, gift cards, cash prizes, all that stuff. But social media-wise on Facebook, man, hit me up at Malloy Rob. For the most part, it's a public page, so you can check out my posts. And all the shouts out on my birthday, man. Much love. And I am also featured in the upcoming film, Our Sons. It's a GEI original independent film releasing October the 4th, which is Sunday. You can check out the trailer. And I'm just plugging. You can check out the trailer on all GEI platforms, man. That being said, I'm going to turn it over to the CEO itself. Hey, man, let people know, man, what's going on. Damn good show.
Well, definitely. Again, happy birthday, GG, 05, 45. Make sure you get that challenge in. You can find me on IG at GEI_tone, Twitter. I don't even know my Twitter. Oh, GEI_tone, Facebook, Tone Mitchell. Make sure you follow the radio page, which is GEI Radio. And we just started a Freaky Friday show, page 2, yeah. Myself and GG. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff on that page, like giveaways and stuff like that. So we just started this, so please show us some love. It's Freaky Friday Show _. So that's Freaky Friday Show _. And that's about it, man. This is a great show. Millie did a great job, great sport, which I knew you was going to be dope. Yeah. I told him you was dope.
Thank you. I miss you guys.
Definitely. Once this whole thing over, we definitely going to come back to Connecticut and party again, man. Definitely. That's it. GG, man. Again, enjoy your weekend. I'm actually going to be busy tomorrow, so I'm not going to be able to do the virtual game night with y'all, but I know it's going to
no
be
problem.
Lit. I don't know, man. I might send me a Cash App, send you something so you can do a little something. All right.
GG After Dark. Hey, GG After Dark is Cash App. Let me put that out there.
Bet. Big shout out to everybody that tuned in. And again, I want to apologize. I don't know what happened. The 9 o'clock show, it just kept playing music. I don't know what happened, so we had to restart it at 9:30. But salute to everybody that called back in. Apologize for that. We here each and every Friday, 9 p.m. We say till 10, but when the conversation good, we just keep going. And we even had a bunch, we even had some people in the chat, on the chat today. So salute to them too. Everybody enjoy your weekend, man, and we'll see you next Friday. Peace.
Peace.
Peace, man. Everybody be safe. Take care.
You too. Bye.